Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. So glad to have you on this journey with us today. As you know, if you listen regularly, that we talk about three topics: how to make money, how to manage it wisely, and how to use it to fulfill God's purposes for your life. And today we have an exciting program on the topic of making money. And I know you're going to just love it. And with me today is Sharon Epps. Sharon, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to today.
You know, this topic of making money is very important right now because our surveys indicate that it's a high felt need right now.
It is one of the top felt needs that our constituents tell us that are most important to them. How do I learn to make more income to balance my family needs?
Especially for those who want to do it in a way that's flexible with the needs of their family. Many times a stay-at-home mom is looking for ways to make extra money, or they just want to be able to not have to be glued to a certain schedule where they can take care of the kids, pick them up at school, those kind of things. And today's guests are actually able to do that, aren't they?
Well, they're able to fulfill those purposes as well as meet specific family goals. I know we have a lot of listeners that would like to get out of debt and need a little bit extra income to do that.
Well, I've asked you to take the lead on this interview today, so tell us who you're going to be talking to.
Today I'll be interviewing Ivy Hall and Brittany Vickery. They're the founders of Initials, Inc., and we actually met them through one of our staff members who attended a marketing luncheon and just happened to run into Ivy. And as they began sharing notes, this staff member learned that Ivy had been impacted early in her marriage by Crown Financial Ministries and the principles that we taught.
So today we're going to learn about that testimony as well as what they're doing through their business.
We will.
You know, Sharon, so many of our listeners have a testimony, and oftentimes we don't even know it. In fact, I spoke at a church recently where the pastor said, "How many of you know Crown Financial Ministries?" And over 60% of the hands went up. And many people came to me and said, "Through the years, your ministry has helped me in this way or this way or that way." And I would love to hear from our listeners. If God has used this ministry in your life, let us know. You can write me at chuckbentley@crown.org. Share your testimony. We would be encouraged by that. And who knows, we may ask you to come on the air. Now, Sharon, tell us a little bit about what these two sisters actually do. What is Initials, Inc.?
Initials, Inc. is a firm that actually has party plans where representatives go into your homes and you have the opportunity to look at customized, individualized products, many bags, purses, briefcases, anything that can be personalized with an initial.
So in just a moment, you're going to meet our guest, Ivy Hall and Brittany Vickery, sisters who founded Initials, Inc. I'm Chuck Bentley, along with Sharon Epps. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
The Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. This package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. With three colorful compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C, your kids will learn to give, save, and spend. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through a compelling story, simple Bible studies, and fun hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Help create the right financial habits in your children by investing in their future with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Sharon Epps, and today I have the privilege of interviewing Ivy Hall and Brittany Vickery. Ivy and Brittany are sisters who are in business together at Initials, Inc., and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it's just a privilege, and I have to tell you, I was so excited when I found out that you were sisters. I have a very dear sister who is literally my best friend. Do you all qualify in that category?
We do. We do. We absolutely enjoy the opportunity to work together.
Well, that's a privilege. Well, I would just love to hear your story. I would love to hear how God's been working in your life. And maybe let's go back to, Ivy, I'll ask you first, when you were first married, how did you encounter the Lord in your finances?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And Crown certainly has played a wonderful part in my past. My husband and I, we met and married relatively quickly. We had one of those whirlwind romances where we met and married within 7 months. So it was a bit of a whirlwind. So when we did sit down, I remember it vividly, that first month to pay bills. And I remember it was like the wind had been sucked out of my sails. You know, I'd just come off of this honeymoon and this wonderful wedding, and, you know, reality hit. And we both had been very fiscally responsible, what I thought to be. We didn't drive flashy new cars or really lived well beyond our means. But when we sat down and really laid out all of our bills, we realized, you know, a little bit of credit card, a little bit of student loan, new used cars, even though they were used, it added up to a significant amount of debt. And, you know, I remember us sitting there looking at each other, and you have to know my husband to fully appreciate the story. He attacks things head on. He looked at me and he said, "Well, what are we going to do about it?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. What do you suggest?" And he said, "Well, for our marriage, I think we need to take care of this." And so we committed as a couple to attack it. And it really, instead of finances you hear a lot about in a marriage as being a divider, what we've experienced is it actually can be a binder. It was tremendous. We committed as a couple, and we sought outside resources like Crown, and we really came up with an action plan to eliminate the debt. And you know, what I learned through the process is I thought the blessing was going to be in just being debt-free. And what I'm excited to be able to sit here and tell you today is that, yes, there is tremendous blessing in being debt-free, but God had so many more blessings for me as a result of being debt-free.
That's wonderful. And you know what? The circumstance you found yourself in, a new marriage and complications with money, we see happen over and over and over again. In fact, we like to say it's not money that's complicated. Marriage makes money complicated because you bring two people together with two different backgrounds and two different perspectives, and they have to find a way to sort through that.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm so thankful to hear that you went to the Lord to find the way to sort through that. Did you find challenges in your processes of getting out of debt?
Oh, sure, sure. I think the biggest thing for us in overcoming those challenges was coming up with an action plan that we both agreed to. And once we kind of laid out that action plan of how we were going to handle it, then we both were on board and were committed to moving forward. So.
And how long did it take you to get out of debt?
It took us a little over a year. Part of our plan was, I guess, a little bit extreme. We immediately went to living off of one income and committed that second income to alleviating debt. And our strategy was we sat down that day and wrote out all of our debt and then categorized it smallest to largest. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we had the monthly payments. But then we took the remainder of that second income and just applied it to that smallest amount.
We like to call that the snowball plan.
Yeah. And then when that amount was paid off, we immediately put everything that we were putting towards principal and the overage to the second one. And it took us a little over a year. And, you know, the neat thing about that was after that happened, we became debt-free, 2 months later, I found out I was expecting.
Oh, isn't God's timing wonderful?
So there we were, expecting our first child. We were debt-free and used to living off one income. So it meant I was able to stay at home.
That's so fantastic. You know, I really find that when we step out in obedience, sometimes God prepares us for something that we're not even looking ahead for. Mm-hmm. We don't realize what's around the corner, and yet he prepared you by having you live on one income so that you'd have some flexibility and options with your family. Well, let me ask Brittany, tell me your story as far as your money journey, and what were you thinking as you were watching Ivy go through this experience where she made this commitment to pay off debt and to live on one income?
Well, you know, it's kind of ironic. We went through very much a lot of these transitions at the very same time. Ivy and I are 2.5 years apart, but as far as our journey in adult life, we've very much gone down a very close, tight-knit path. Our oldest children are just 3 months apart, So we really kind of went through a lot of those experiences in a very, very close proximity to the other one. And we found ourselves in very much the same situation. My husband and I actually got married. I still had 2 quarters of college left. And while we had made a lot of very good decisions, sound decisions, we still came out of that situation with debt. We still had made credit card choices. We still had student loan choices, very much like Ivy and her husband had. We still had the new used car choices. So we had all of these choices that we had made that we then had to figure out a way to tackle those as a couple. And so we reached out to some resources through some Larry Burkett books and some outside resources for us to kind of get educated on knowing that we knew we wanted to do the right thing. We knew we had to get to that point of being debt-free. We knew debt was something that neither one of us were very comfortable with on a personal level to be building a life upon from day one. And so we took some very practical steps, very much like Ivy and her husband did, on committing to living off that one income and aggressively paying off that debt. And I realize that it might be a little too aggressive. It may be so aggressive that maybe some of the listeners out there cannot afford to do that, and that's okay. I think the biggest thing for me was that we had a plan in place that we were working towards, and it was a plan that worked for us.
I think you summarized it well. It's the plan that's so important that you agree with your spouse, and then you persevere in sticking through that plan to make sure that you're able to carry out the steps that you've intended. Mm-hmm. And don't you find that God often steps in and even accelerates that plan as you go along? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so thankful to hear your story and think in terms of your gaining agreement with your spouses. Each of you chose under God's direction to live on one income and then snowball that debt and pay it off. We'll talk more about your story when we come back in a few moments. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Sharon Epps. We'll be right back.
It can be a challenge at times to talk with your spouse about money. Husbands and wives have a harder time discussing finances than just about anything else. God doesn't want money to divide relationships. He wants your marriage and finances to grow stronger. Learn how in Money and Marriage God's Way, a new book from Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Howard Dayton. With unique sections for engaged couples, blended families, empty nesters, and even stay-at-home parents, Money and Marriage God's Way addresses common problems using biblical principles and practical advice. And as a bonus, there's a companion website with tools including a thorough online assessment to help couples understand their financial personalities in order to work together and solve their money challenges and set financial goals. Get Money and Marriage God's Way at 1-800-722-1976. An audiobook is also available at 1-800-722-1976 and crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Sharon Epps, and today I'm interviewing Ivy Hall and Brittany Vickery of Initials, Inc. And we just were sharing in the earlier segment the story of how God led you on the journey of becoming, each of you, debt-free. And, you know, I really love the line that you said, Ivy, when you said, I thought the blessing was going to be being debt-free, but there have been so many more blessings since then. Mm-hmm. And I know one of those blessings is an opportunity to start your own business. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. Well, back to that, too. I think that God has so many wonderful things planned for us, but I think the first step has to come with us in putting ourselves in a position to be able to accept some of the blessings that He has. And that was the situation for me and Brittany as well. You know, the first step for me was getting our family to being debt-free. And in that step, I was able to stay at home. And it was during that time at home, there was no place else I wanted to be. I absolutely loved being with my children. I loved being at home with them and not missing anything, right down to, you know, the runny noses and and the dirty, well, maybe the dirty diapers, but you get the picture. So,
yes. Yeah,
it was just really nice to be at home. And as most moms can relate, you know, there's nowhere that you want to be except there. But at the same time, you just need a little something for yourself. You need to, I guess, get your well filled from time to time. And so Brittany and I, having our first children within 3 months of each other, we were kind of going through that same thing at the same time. I was living in Texas. Brittany was in Georgia. And when we talked, it really kind of boiled down to a couple of things that we were looking for. We were, you know, wanting flexibility, obviously wanting to keep our children and our families first. We were craving a creative outlet to be able to, you know, be challenged creatively and to be around other adults, have that adult time. And then we really wanted to contribute financially to our homes. And, you know, they say you get really creative when you're in a pinch. We knew that we were not facing kind of the traditional 9-to-5 wouldn't fill our needs. So we kind of stepped back and found something that worked for us, a solution that worked for us. And, you know, through the course of developing this this opportunity for ourselves, which at the time it was more of a hobby than anything else, we realized that the solution that we created for ourselves actually could be a solution for other women, you know, out there. And that's how Initial Think came to be.
You know, that's so critical, and I think it's important to note that you took something that you loved and that God had already given you a purpose in and
yes.
said, you know what, maybe we can make money from that. Brittany, take us from there. Once you said, well, how can we make money from this, where did you all go?
Well, we went on an exciting journey, and I'm excited to share that we're still on this amazing, amazing adventure. I think I can definitely speak for Ivy and I both that if we could have rewound the clock 5 years ago when we started the company and officially launched it as a party plan company, we would have never in a million years dreamed that we would be where we are today and experiencing a kind of exponential growth and success. But above all of that, really be able to experience the impact on the lives of others. Our company philosophy and core message is there's only one you. And we believe, obviously, as Christian women, that God made each and every one of us for a very specific purpose according to his plan. And it is a fantastic opportunity when you feel like you can walk your faith and bring your faith into your work life when you have a choice on what you do. And one of the songs that's my favorite song is Blessed Be the Name of the Lord. And in there is a verse that says, my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. And so part of what we do at Initial Think is we allow people to create products that really speak to them, whether that be through a handbag or a tote or a children's item or stationery, you name it. We've got a wide variety of personalized products. So for me, and part of my journey, is about the word choose, that we choose to do what we do each day, and that we were given that choice. And so I carry a bag that has the word choose written on it. I get lots of great questions about it, and it spurs some amazing conversations about choosing to love the Lord, choosing to love your husband, choosing to love what you do every day, choosing to love your children. And I believe that really speaks to the power that that Ivy and I have been able to experience, that we also get to choose to impact the lives of others, and they in turn get to impact their families for a much bigger cause than anything we see this side of heaven.
That's so true. And do you have any stories of impact that you could share with us?
We absolutely do. And I think that's really the amazing part when we start to get those in and we have them, they'll send an email in or they'll call our creative partner support department, which we call our consultants creative partners, because it really is a partnership with us on growing this this company that we're all a part of. But we've got many of them, anything from paying for their family vacation for the summer. We've also got others that are walking a very similar walk that Ivy and I did, that are committed to debt-free living, and that they are working their Initial Think business in a very full-time fashion in order to expedite paying off their debt for their family, to put them in a better position. And ironically, the places of the country that we're seeing some really incredible growth are some places that you might not necessarily expect to see. Michigan is one of our most thriving states in our whole company right now, and it's the state that's been hit the hardest probably with the economy the way that it is. But yet we're seeing people that are committed to growing a business and committed to making some great, incredible steps for them and for their families for the future. It's just an awesome opportunity and an honor to be a part of, without a doubt.
We know that's so encouraging for our listeners, particularly in the areas that have been hardest hit with unemployment, to know that there's an opportunity to make income, to have a side business, and to really even thrive even in a difficult economy. And speaking of a difficult economy, I'm wondering, have you had challenges along the way? Your story sounds almost too good to be true.
Absolutely, we have. You know, in fact, Brittany and I even have a word for it. We call it the struggle of the juggle.
Oh my goodness.
You know, trying to just manage business and home and all that goes into, you know, a day as a mother.
Well, let's talk about the struggle of the juggle when we return. I'm Sharon Epps, and you're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Moms these days are busier than ever, working hard, taking care of things at home, making sure your children get to all the places they need to go. Often, the only downtime is waiting to pick up a child from school or practice. Did you know that while you're sitting in your car, you could be taking care of your family's finances? You can with Crown Envelopes, the online and mobile money management solution from Crown Financial Ministries. It's the anytime, anywhere way to manage your money and eliminate debt. With Crown Envelopes, you can use your laptop or cell phone to easily and securely access your budget and actually plan before you spend. There's even a free trial. Find out more about Crown Envelopes by logging on to crown.org. Don't let your busy schedule keep you from managing your money wisely. Look for a free trial of Crown Envelopes at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Sharon Epps, and today I'm visiting with Ivy Hall and Brittany Vickery of Initials, Inc. Initials, Inc. is a personal party plan business that focuses on customized and individualized products, and we've just been having a great conversation. We ended the last segment talking about challenges and the struggle of the juggle. Tell me more about that, Ivy.
Well, as a mom, it is just, you know, every day, pretty much. The struggle of the juggle is just a term that Brittany and I kind of coined for, you know, what interesting things are going to happen in the day. What's that day going to bring? You know, first and foremost, we're moms and we're wives. And, you know, we have the dinner that's burning on the stove while the phone's ringing. And, you know, we have all those same experiences. And, you know, I think I've got more goldfish in the back of my car than... than anything. So, you know, just mom experiences that we try to overcome. And I think our secret is we laugh a lot. We really try to approach it with humor and know that God's not going to give us anything that he doesn't think we can overcome or handle or deal with. And so we try to approach it with humor.
Well, you know, humor really makes a difference in life when you're able to step back and have some perspective on those, all those goldfish and the tub overflowing and all those other things too. Have you found some other ways, Brittany, to cope with the struggle of the juggle?
Absolutely we have. And I think that that for us, Initials Inc. really has spoken to that balance for us. You know, it is not very often in the life of a stay-at-home mom or even the life of a working gal that you feel truly, deeply rewarded and applauded for the work that you do. And that is really what a direct sales opportunity or a work-from-home opportunity can provide for someone. And for us, you know, we get our balance in when we see others that are succeeding with the company model that we have in place. And so being able to applaud others, cheer them on, watch them achieve things that even maybe initially they didn't even think they could do, that, for me, is really the beautiful part of what we do.
And find success.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, joining me today has been Ivy Hall and Brittany Vickery. It's been such a joy to have you and to learn more about your business, Initials, Inc. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, Sharon.
Wow, Sharon, what a great story. There is so much to take home from that interview.
You know, there were so many nuggets that just impacted me. One, we had a lot of fun with the struggle of the juggle, but I will tell you, every mom will really identify with the struggle of the juggle. Another thing that really hit me is the fact that they've recognized blessings from being obedient, and they both set out on a plan, they persevered through fulfilling that plan, and they have just seen the blessings of God as they've been faithful and obedient.
Well, Sharon, I want to thank you for interviewing Ivy and Brittany today. And I hope it inspires all of you who are thinking about starting a business and following God's way when you do that.
You know what? They were evidence that there's such joy when we do it God's way.
You've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, along with Sharon Epps. We'll be back again next time.